All right, 97.1 The Ticket, rolling along on a Thursday. Oh, by the way, tomorrow is Friday. You guys dress up this Floral Friday. Am I allowed to take part in this? Mike comes back on Monday.
You can.
Am I allowed to?
You can. I don't know if I'm doing it now. Apparently it's Floral Thursdays.
Well, because Kenny's very floral today.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. So you can do whatever you want.
Is that a me thing? You're not doing it because of me?
No.
Sure. Yes.
No, David rarely does it. So.
Well, you guys, I work last Friday.
Except
you guys all look so happy. Hawaiian.
Well, Floral Friday was my invention. And thank you guys for participating, by the way, this summer. It was awesome of you guys. But I will not be here tomorrow. I have a wedding to attend this weekend.
I participated in this.
What's that?
I've actually participated.
I know.
He's saying thank you. Oh, I thought he was being facetious.
I'm like, not everything I say is a dig, Rico.
I'm like, dude, I actually bought a floral shirt from a tropical place just for you.
And I
from
was thanking you for
a tropical place. It's authentic.
Right.
No.
Wait a second. Kenny's gone. That means we can't do it. You're not going to do it. I want to do it. But you guys got
to. You're talking to the wrong person.
David, you in?
I'll participate.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
I got to go buy a shirt. I don't think I have one.
He doesn't even have one.
Give me a good excuse to go to the market.
This is why you have an allowance right there.
Well, I already spent.
Right
guys,
there.
Guys, we get paid tomorrow. Oh, you should see my checking account.
You don't get paid?
Well, yeah, I think maybe late today, okay. But whatever. It's at like $1.30. It's lost a lot of bets this week, boys. A lot of bets.
What's anyway, your wife's account at?
I can show you. A lot more than me. That is some of my money. Just wanted to say. Anyway, let's move on, okay? Because we're talking before the show, and I'm not even quite sure how this came up, but it came up. And I think everybody, every human being walking around the earth, they struggle to do something that most humans find easy, right? Like for instance, we asked Doug Karsh. Doug Karsh says, I don't know if most humans can do this, but I really struggle to spin a basketball on my finger, right? Not that that means you're a good player, a bad player, whatever the case is. So I decided to tell you guys something I really struggle at. I really suck at it. Actually, I told David when I was talking to him on the phone, and then he put it on the show sheet, and me and you and Gov were talking out there, and all of a sudden, Rico's looking at his computer, he deadpans over to me, Tom and I are talking about something totally different, and Rico starts laughing, but it's a disgusting laughing. I'm like, what's your deal? He's like, what'd you say?
I just read the show sheet. I was like, wait a minute, Rieger. You don't know how to grill.
No, I don't. No.
Like, you're
so disgusted by that. Saying,
do you know how to put bread in a toaster?
I can do that. I'm very good at that.
Okay.
Yeah, I just hit a button.
You know how to boil water.
I can do that, yeah.
How can you not grill?
No, no, no.
Same concept.
I know how to grill. It's not like I don't understand how to turn on a grill, how to light the grill, how to put meat on the grill. I just suck at it. My burgers turn out garbage.
Okay,
my chicken is always overcooked because I'm afraid of the salmonella poisoning. It's awful.
So burger is one of the easiest things to do.
You just described the two easiest things to cook on a grill.
Thank you.
The topic.
I mean, the only other thing is, if you're like, I don't know how to cook hot dogs, that's the easiest.
I had this gathering at my house with a bunch of people I haven't seen in forever. It was like a couple weeks ago, right? And everybody came on over. We had a tremendous time. You know what I did, though? I ordered pizza because I wasn't about to freaking grill in the middle of July because I can't grill. Because the last time I did it, I brought a ton of people over to my house. I said, come on over. I had my buddy grill because I suck at grilling. And he was mortified that I would have the audacity to ask him to grill.
So you let another man work your grill.
Whoops. You let another man work your grill.
I did. Yeah. Yeah, happily. Because when some other guy is working my grill, I can go and drink and talk to people. I don't have to grill. I suck at it. Why should I do something I suck at?
I don't understand how you suck at this.
I'm awful.
It's so simple.
But it's not. It's simple to you. Why can't you just
because
understand?
It's simple. No, because this is simple. Like, if you told me, you know, I can't drive a stick shift. Okay, that takes a lot of coordination.
I don't think it takes a lot of practice. Yeah.
To grill is so simple. You simply put the meat on the grill, turn up the fire.
But it's going to turn out well. That's my point.
Rieger, take a little practice. Even if you just screwed it up, fine. And you learn from your mistakes. That's how people who grill well, we make mistakes.
Trial and error,
Nobody starts off and just says, I'm going to cook a brisket. I'm going to smoke a brisket. You don't start off that way.
Here's the other thing.
You
I don't want to grill. I just like talking to people and drinking beer. I don't want to grill. I don't need the grill. I'm very secure with who I am. I can't grill. I'm okay. Like, I'm looking at the ticket text. People are calling me a wimp. They're calling me a word I can't say that starts with a P. You know, some people call cats that. I mean,
248-539-9797. Is there something that you cannot do that most people can? And, you know, because like, right now I'm looking at Rieger and I still can't understand how you can't grill and you don't like to grill and you let other men come over to your house and grill.
Yeah. Other men have touched my grill. Yeah, they've used my grill. Other men have used my grill, and I got no issue with it. No issue at all. Okay, so hold on a sec. Ask me anything else. Anything else that a human being should be able to do, I can do everything else. I just can't grill.
This comes from the man who doesn't cook Thanksgiving. He gets it catered.
I cater it, for sure. Oh, it's so much easier that way. So maybe it's that I'm lazy.
Or is that you can't cook at all because it's the dinner and that's not even on the grill.
I made some tacos the other day, Kenny. I actually grilled the meat myself. Delicious.
I mean,
just delicious.
Grilling is
my daughter loved them. My wife loved them.
It's basic. It's caveman-esque.
Okay, so what about you? What can most people do that Rico Beard can't? Or are you just Superman?
I've been trying to think about it.
Unbelievable. This guy. I've been trying to think about it. I have no weak spot.
No, it's like,
I'll give you mine.
What about you?
Be
honest.
Fold a fitted sheet. There you go.
Mine pales in comparison to what Jeff can't do. But everyone I know, everyone I've always played with, my sons can do it. Get out on the football field and punt a football. Oh. I cannot punt a football.
Okay.
My entire life, I've tried, can't do it.
I can do that as well.
Of course you can.
But it pales in comparison to grilling.
What about you, Kenny?
David reminded me of what mine is because I was trying to figure out, because I'm like Rico, pretty perfect and everything. I can't judge a fly ball or like a punt to save my life.
You got no depth perception.
I got no depth. If there's a fly ball hit to me and I'm in right field, that thing's either going way over my head.
You need to just take off running backwards. It's like, where's Kenny going? Oh, sun got in my eyes.
Exactly right.
I'd rather not know how to grill. I mean, that's embarrassing. You're playing rec softball.
No, because he could always blame the sun. You can't blame anything except for your own ineptitude.
248-539-9797. Somebody wants to know if I know how to wipe myself. Yes, I do. I do. What can most people...
I've been trying to think about this since we thought about it.
Of course.
Seriously.
Of course. Rico
once again,
can do
but everything. I don't think anybody can fold a fitted sheet.
I can. Because I pride myself in that. I can.
I always start, and I just ended up rolling in a ball and just putting it in a linen closet.
I can't do that
I tell my family, when that comes up, I say, just hand it to me. I got it.
I have no... Like, you start off with great intentions. It's like, what am I doing here?
Wait a second.
But it still has edges, though.
Those can be folded?
It has edges, and you can put them... Yes, you can fold them. Not everyone can do it. One can do it.
Also, with that, I can't put a fitted sheet on the bed. The corner will pop up, and then I'll put that. Then the other corner will pop up.
All right, see, now we're getting somewhere.
Now you're in a Rieger category.
248-539-9797. We're asking you to be honest and vulnerable with us. What can most human beings walking this earth do, but you cannot? I can't grill, and I just figured out I couldn't fold a fitted sheet because I had no idea you could actually fold them.
There you go. There's something for me.
All right. Well, good. Nice to see you're not perfect.
At least I can grill.
Okay.
There's
going to be somebody else that can't grill.
We have to try to convince people this is a judgment-free zone.
Right.
It is judgment-free, but I mean, when I read that, I was like, what? Wow. Okay.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. We'll get to all your calls. A lot of them ripping me. 97 won the ticket. I got to tell you, I love working on this show. I really do. They say to me when I was at Specs Howard, one day you'll be in drive time. I always thought to myself, that would be great. Now I realize the dirty secret of drive time. It's relentless. All I do is make fun of you. Stop it! So yesterday I'm a racist. Today other men have touched my grill. Is that what my voice really sounds like? Oh, man. People wonder why I have such low self-esteem. Let's go to Ryan. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Ryan?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Ryan.
Not great.
So, I can't swim. Got pushed into a pool when I was 4 years old, and I've been deathly terrified of water ever since.
I was about to say, was it a traumatic incident? Because that's normally when people can't swim. Yeah, if you can't get over the fear of being in the water, you'll never learn. Because it is simple,
Ryan.
I can get in the water,
but as soon as it gets to about neck deep, I start getting a little panicky and have to get out.
You start thrashing, get me out of here?
Yeah, he goes back to being four is what happens.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Ryan, I'll say this. In order to swim, it's really three basic things. If you can learn how to just float, put your face in the water and float.
That's what everybody keeps telling me.
But you have to remember and you have to trust your body is naturally buoyant. You're not going to go to the bottom. You only go to the bottom when you start to freak out and panic.
Ryan, here's the big question. Can you grill?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of course you can. Yeah.
My wife.
Of course. Yeah. What's worse, Rico, a man that can't swim or a man that can't grill?
No, a man who can't grill because Ryan had a traumatic experience. I can understand that.
Well, I got it.
What, all of a sudden?
I had a traumatic experience.
What, a hot
Ryan.
Dog jumped up and bit you?
No, my first traumatic experience was when everybody tasted my food. Sat around the table, everybody's like, oh, this is awful.
Rieger,
that was traumatic.
Cavemen grilled. Like, it's basic.
Yeah, seriously. I don't think I would have survived, honestly.
Yeah, someone on the text. Grilling is the most primitive human interaction.
Right.
It's basically starting a fire.
As soon as they got fire, it's like, oh, we don't have to eat dinosaurs raw anymore. Put it on fire.
Not to change the subject or anything, but I saw a ticket text says, I was a Marine. I fought for my country, but I can't snap my fingers. See, I feel better.
I can now. I used to not be able to, but yeah. I can now.
You're such less of a human being. I can do this all day.
Okay. Can you whistle?
Right. No. Can't blow a bubble either. Let's go to Vern in Detroit. This is such a bad topic. I thought I could only not grill. Now I realize I can't do a lot of things. Vern, you're on the ticket. What's up, bud?
So, born and raised in the state of Detroit, you would expect that I would be able to know how to dance, but I don't. It's the most embarrassing thing ever. I can boogie. I can make it look good, but being raised in the 313 is kind of embarrassing. I used to be embarrassed of it until I found out that you let other men touch your grill, and now I kind of view you about as manly as Mrs. Garrett from The Facts of Life.
Oh,
if you let a man come over your house and use your grill, you might as well let him use your wife and your bed. That's embarrassing. It should be a violation.
Vern, what is it about grilling that I have to all of a sudden give over my wife? Like, here you go. Here's the grill tongs and my wife.
A grown man should be able to know how to grill, make a layup, and change a car tire.
I can do two of those
things. You might as well stay in the house and make fruit salad. Don't tell anyone else that you let other men come over your house and use your grill. That's disrespectful to all men and all men that have came before you.
Vern, I said the same thing. Now, as far as you, so did you master the art of chair dancing? Where you look like you can dance, but you just
I'm in the car?
Yeah.
And when I'm in the car and the chair making a video with the kids, my dance game is on point. I look like a boss.
I knew that.
If you want me to get up there and do a formal dance like, you know, Orchard Lake or Across 8 Mile Tango or what do they do? The canasta. No, I can't do regular dances.
I'm with you, Vern.
It's not going to happen.
So, Vern, I'm with you. Can you at least, you know, do like the cha-cha slide, anything like that?
Well, I don't cha-cha slide, I don't cupid shuffle. Now, my boogie and my two-step and my sugar foot, on point like an icicle.
See,
you better believe it.
I'm with you, Vern, but I guess that wouldn't be surprising because I'm white on this show. So
right.
David out right. there.
No,
dancing.
You're more like a cross between T.D. Jakes and Carlton Banks. So we're good with that.
Hey, Vern, can I ask you a quick question?
You're not
white.
As bad as Tony Ortiz, but, you know.
Wow.
Come on. Tony should
That's
not
my
have
guy.
Take strays. Tony, take that back, Vern. Tony ain't taking strays.
Tony's on the air as we speak.
Tony got a tape trade. So about 15 years, there's only been a half a black person working on the show. At least we had Terry.
Come on. Okay. So Vern. We're done.
No. Thank you, Vern. Flag.
Vern, you get a flag. Vern's in the penalty box.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
That's a 15-yarder on Vern. Jesus.
He's in the penalty box. That's a major. Four-minute major.
What's a sugar foot?
Dance.
Oh. Okay. Well, I should know that. You know what's funny? It's funny. We get all these people calling up, and they're like, I can't swim. I can't dance. You guys are so sympathetic. You guys are like, oh, it's okay. I say I can't grill, and apparently it's a sin against
magic.
Okay,
because dance, swimming, traumatic experience. Dancing, it takes coordination. Grilling, it's basic. It's like boiling water. Seriously.
John in Lake Orion, grill, shoot a layup, change a tire. Also known as the Jansen trifecta. I think Jansen could do at least two of those three.
He could probably do all three.
Yeah, he played basketball in high school. Yeah. He could do all three.
But grilling, it's seriously, it's boiling water. It's making toast.
There's watering grilling?
No, I'm saying it's as basic as boiling a pot of water.
You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
248-539-9797. This is a very nice place. We don't judge, except for me. They judge me. What is the one thing that most humans can do you just can't?
248-539-9797. We'll see if we can find something more embarrassing than your grilling.
Wait, you're telling me that the lack of grilling, unable to grill, is the most embarrassing? That is the one thing that's the most embarrassing that somebody can't do?
Pretty much number one in the power ranking, yes.
There's got to be something worse.
It is the Georgia football of embarrassing things.
All right, 97 won the ticket. All right, very humbling Thursday for me, but you guys are loving it. Many personal texts about my shortcomings. Thank you. 248-539-9797, asking the question.
And it is a judgment-free zone. Yes. We're just making fun of Reader because it was so...
I take the bullets.
It was so shocking that I was... Wait, what?
Yeah, but you got to change your mind, right? You said maybe the worst thing ever that a person can't do, grilling. There's got to be something more embarrassing, right? Now, I can't think of one right now, but there's got to be something worse.
Only because it goes back to caveman. Like,
what about changing a tire? Everybody should know how to change a tire.
Cavemen didn't have cars. Cavemen didn't have cars.
It's not a caveman.
They had meat and fire. There you go.
I could bring my three-year-old. He can start your grill for you if you need to.
Oh, I can start it.
Oh, well,
can start it.
He can handle everything after that for you.
Listen,
then.
I can actually...
He's three!
So, I can actually convince you up until you taste the food that I know what I'm doing. Like, I can grill, just not well. By the way, somebody disagrees with you, Rico. Says, I disagree, Rico. Grilling is not rocket scientist, but I've had meals from inexperienced grillers. The food is either burned or not cooked enough. See? It's an art.
But it's practice. Like, You after a while, okay, you know what? It was too long. Okay, now
I don't get better.
I do this, I do that. And then after about the third or fourth time, I got it down.
Yeah, chicken and a burger is not an art.
Ooh, chicken. I stay away.
But there
from
are
it.
Other things that are an art.
Right.
Ribs can be an art.
Ribs are an art. It's why, you know, the whole smoking, I guess you just don't even bother with that. But like the brisket thing. For people who do it, great. For me, it's a whole lot of time and effort, and the payoff is not worth it.
Yeah, it's an art. So sometimes you're like, you know, I'm not.
If you
want
to put in the 12 to 16 hours, you go right ahead.
12 to 16 hours?
Yeah.
It's smoking.
Yeah.
Yes, you're smoking.
You're getting up early in the morning, or you're starting it late at night.
I'd rather smoke something than smoke a rib. All right, David. Some ticket text.
I'm 38 and can't whistle. That is Jared in Waterford.
I'm 48 and can't whistle.
Someone says, Rieger sucks at being a radio host as well. Oh,
no,
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
You know what?
My bad.
Oh,
I wasn't supposed to read that.
David,
I'm so sorry.
David, that's one.
That was mean.
That's one, David.
I can't blow a bubble with gum. My 23-year-old son can. And he can't whistle, although. Wow. Okay.
Can you blow a bubble with gum?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't like gum, so I don't chew it.
Oh, what?
But sure.
Well, you sound like Scott Harris right there. Nicely done.
I can. Rieger, can you blow a bubble?
I don't like gum, so I don't know.
No, I had this traumatic experience as a kid with gum. I'm just never.
What's a traumatic experience with gum?
You know, as a kid, you just try to have all of it at once, and I almost choked on it. I'm done.
Okay, I am now changing my story. I now can't grill because I had a traumatic experience. A grill fell on me when I was a youth. Yeah, so I can't grill. You gonna let it go now?
Nope.
It's unbelievable.
Not grilling. No.
Everybody that can't do embarrassing things. Well, I had a traumatic experience. It's okay.
I witnessed a traumatic experience grilling. It wasn't me, but it was the funniest story.
Just a traumatic experience. He's laughing at it.
No, because this is what my mother calls me over to the window. She's like, hurry up. Come here. So I get this. She's like, watch this. So my father's trying to light the grill.
I think I know where this is going.
Right. So instead of being patient, decided, well, if I pour gasoline on it, it'll light faster. So she calls me, watch this.
I like how she didn't even try to stop us.
She did. If there was such thing as camera phone back in the day, it would have been recorded. And I'm sitting there. She's like, watch, just wait. There it is. And he takes off running around the backyard. That wasn't funny. Okay, I'm sorry. 248-539-9797. You want to go to the phone lines?
Sure. Oh, by the way, there was one quick ticket text. It says, hey, Rieger, the fact that you put yourself down and think it's all ha, ha, ha all the time, that makes you more of an idiot than you already are. I'm just telling you my faults. Just being humble. Jody, you're on the ticket. Hello, Jody.
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call. I got one that I feel like most people can do. I see kids that can do it. I've had so many people try and teach me. One of my best friends since elementary school, I lived with him for over a year and a half. He's a Korean guy. He's tried to teach me. I'm 32 years old, and I can't use chopsticks.
You know what, Jody? You have found something. I'm with you. I started doing it, and I'm just like, just give me the fork. Who am I trying to impress here? Give me the fork.
Wait, so no traumatic story about the chopsticks. That's just acceptable.
No, I'm just hungry. So I'm just want to eat. I'm with you,
hey,
Jody.
Rico,
I can't.
It's also one of those things where, like, you know, people will be like, let's go watch the sushi restaurant. There's 12 of us. I'm like, I can't use chopsticks. I'll sit this one out, guys.
Hey, Jody, no shame. Just bring your own fork.
Thank you, Jody. Yeah, I would assume they would look down on you if you're like, hey, you got a fork back there at a Chinese restaurant?
Oh, you're the stupid American if you can't do that.
You know what?
Like, what do you mean?
I'm sorry. Get out.
No, do you want my money? Then you bring me a fork.
All right, hold on. Now, we've been looking for more embarrassing things than not being able to
grill. No. This is a judgment-free zone.
Okay, except at me. I'm talking about myself.
Right.
Somebody just texted.
No, callers can call.
Somebody just texted. I got two of them. Are these more embarrassing? Can't throw a frisbee.
No.
Okay. I saved the best for last. Hey, guys, get ready to laugh. I cannot tie my shoes with one loop. Got to use the rabbit ear method and use two. Great show.
Are the shoes tied at the end? Then good. You're fine. Do it however you want, right?
Yeah.
As long as they're tied.
Right. I mean,
but he that's can't not grill. Even more embarrassing.
He can't grill.
Right.
Somebody says they can't roll their R's. I can't either.
I was about to say, that ranks right up there with putting on pants, Rieger. It's just certain things you should be able to do.
Let's go to Brady. You're on the ticket. Hello, Brady.
How we doing, fellas? No long lead up to it. I'm 27 and can't ride a bike.
How?
Okay. Stop the presses. Brady, take us to six.
Yes.
How did you... What did you do as a kid?
Scooters, actually. We had Razor scooters. My mom honestly tested up to my dad, and my dad wasn't around too long, not to make a, you know, whole story out of it. But, yeah, just never learned, you know, got to the point where I was like a teenager, and at that point, you know, who's teaching you?
Okay, yeah, but I mean.
Wait a second.
No, hold on. Because his generation, you said you're 27?
Yeah.
So, yeah, bikes. You could have skateboards. You could have. Razors.
I'm only 3 years older and I can ride a bike just
fine. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but Brady.
Hey, Brady, did you hear that judgment right there? That's Kenny.
I heard that. That sounded like judgment.
I'm sorry, Brady.
That was hurtful.
If you want to throw a fly ball and let it bounce off my forehead, I won't be able to catch it. So.
Because you have no depth.
I can throw a baseball. That's no problem.
No, but Kenny has no depth perception. But Brady, quick question. You ever think about trying to learn to ride a bike? Like, you're 37, you said, correct?
27. And actually, you just mentioned depth perception. That's actually a problem for me too. I'm blind in my right eye, so that makes it a little tougher. But I mean, my younger brother, I'm not going to say his name to, you know, throw him to the wolves or anything. He's got two eyes. He's 25. He can't ride a bike either.
The whole family can't ride a bike. My goodness, Brady. I don't want to make you feel bad because I've been feeling bad for the last 40 minutes. However, my daughter learned to ride a bike in 20 minutes, and she's 8. Now we do bike rides every night. It's doable, Brady.
Brady.
Got a talented daughter.
Hey, Brady, can you work a grill?
What's up?
Can you work a grill?
Yeah, I don't do it often, but I could. It's no problem.
Then you know what? Tell Jeff to shut the hell up.
No. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
My daughter learned in 20 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys been crucifying me for 40 minutes. I'm not allowed to get one
the
jab
man
in
can't
there?
See out of one eye, and you're sitting up here bad-mouthing Brady.
It's traumatic, right, Brady? It's because it was traumatic.
Fellas, we can all be friends here. We're all human, right?
Right. Except maybe Rieger.
Thank you, Brady. It's unbelievable. You guys rip on me constantly, but the second, and I thought it was a good zinger the second I say it, I get yelled at.
You went full Jim Cox.
All right. It's a very humbling Thursday for me, but you guys are loving it. Many personal texts about my shortcomings. Thank you. 248-539-9797, asking the question.
And it is a judgment-free zone. Yes. We're just making fun of Rieger because it was so shocking that I was, wait, what?
Yeah, but you got to change your mind, right? You said maybe the worst thing ever that a person can't do, grilling. There's got to be something more embarrassing, right? Now, I can't think of one right now, but there's got to be something worse.
Only because it goes back to caveman, like...
What about changing a tire? Everybody should know
cavemen
how to change a tire.
Cavemen didn't have cars.
It's not a caveman.
They had meat and fire. There you go.
I could bring my 3-year-old. He can start your grill for you if you need to.
I can start it.
Oh, well, he can.
I can start it.
He can handle everything after that for you.
Listen,
then.
I can actually.
He's 3.
So I can actually convince you up until you taste the food that I know what I'm doing. Like, I can grill, just not well. By the way, somebody disagrees with you, Rico. Says, I disagree, Rico. Grilling is not rocket scientist, but I've had meals from inexperienced grillers. The food is either burned or not cooked enough. See? It's an art.
But it's practice. Like, you after a while, okay, you know what? It was too long. Okay, now
I don't get better.
I do this, I do that. And then after about the third or fourth time, I got it down.
Yeah, chicken and a burger is not an art.
Ooh, chicken. I stay away
from
it.
But there are other things that are an art.
Right.
Ribs can be an art.
It's ribs are an art. It's why, you know, the whole smoking, I guess you just don't even bother with that. But like the brisket thing, for people who do it, great. For me, it's a whole lot of time and effort, and the payoff is not worth it.
Yeah, it's an art. So sometimes you're like, you know, I'm not out.
If you
want
to put in the 12 to 16 hours, you go right ahead.
12 to 16 hours?
Yeah.
It's smoking.
Yeah.
Yes, you're smoking.
You're getting up early in the morning or you're starting it late at night.
I'd rather smoke something than smoke a rib. All right, David, some ticket text.
I'm 38 and can't whistle. That is Jared in Waterford.
I'm 48 and can't whistle.
Someone says, Rieger sucks at being a radio host as well. Oh,
no,
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
You know what?
My bad. I wasn't supposed to read that.
David,
I'm so sorry.
David, that's one.
That was mean.
That's one, David.
I can't blow a bubble with gum. My 23-year-old son can, and he can't whistle, although. Wow. Okay.
Can you blow a bubble with gum?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't like gum, so I don't chew it.
Oh. What?
But sure.
Well, you sound like Scott Harris right there. Nicely done.
I can. Rieger, can you blow a bubble?
I don't like gum, so I don't know.
No, I had this traumatic experience as a kid with gum. I'm just never.
What's a traumatic experience with gum?
You know, as a kid, you just try to have all of it at once, and I almost choked on it. I'm done.
Okay, I am now changing my story. I now can't grill because I had a traumatic experience. A grill fell on me when I was a youth. Yeah, so I can't grill. You gonna let it go now?
Nope.
It's unbelievable.
Not really.
Everybody that can't do embarrassing things. Well, I had a traumatic experience. It's okay.
I witnessed a traumatic experience grilling. It wasn't me, but it was the funniest story.
Just a traumatic experience. He's laughing at it.
No, because this is what my mother calls me over to the window. She's like, hurry up, come here. So I get this. She's like, watch this. So my father's trying to light the grill.
I think I know where this is going.
Right. So instead of being patient, decided, well, if I pour gasoline on it, it'll light faster. So she calls me, watch this.
I like how she didn't even try to stop us.
She did. If there was such thing as camera phone back in the day, it would have been recorded. And I'm sitting there. She's like, watch, just wait. There it is. And he takes off running around the backyard. That wasn't funny. Okay, I'm sorry. 248-539-9797. You want to go to the phone lines?
Sure. Oh, by the way, there was one quick ticket text. It says, hey, Rieger, the fact that you put yourself down and think it's all ha, ha, ha all the time, that makes you more of an idiot than you already are. I'm just telling you my faults. Just being humble. Jody, you're on the ticket. Hello, Jody.
Hey, boys, thanks for taking my call. I got one that I feel like most people can do. I see kids that can do it. I've had so many people try and teach me. One of my best friends since elementary school, I lived with him for over a year and a half. He's a Korean guy. He's tried to teach me. I'm 32 years old, and I can't use chopsticks.
You know what, Jody? You have found something. I'm with you. I started doing it, and I'm just like, just give me the fork. Who am I trying to impress here? Give me the fork.
Wait, so no traumatic story about the chopsticks. That's just acceptable.
No, I'm just hungry. So I'm just want to eat. I'm with you,
Rieger,
Jody. I can't.
It's also one of those things where, like, you know, people will be like, let's go watch the sushi restaurant. There's 12 of us. I'm like, I can't use chopsticks. I'll sit this one out, guys.
Hey, Jody, no shame. Just bring your own fork.
Thank you, Jody. Yeah, I would assume they would look down on you if you're like, hey, you got a fork back there at a Chinese restaurant?
Oh, you're the stupid American if you can't do that.
You know what?
Like, what do you mean?
I'm sorry. Get out.
No, do you want my money? Then you bring me a fork.
All right, hold on. Now, we've been looking for more embarrassing things than not being able to
grill. No. This is a judgment-free zone.
Okay, except at me. I'm talking about myself.
Right.
Somebody just texted.
No, callers can call.
Somebody just texted. I got two of them. Are these more embarrassing? Can't throw a frisbee.
No.
Okay. I saved the best for last. Hey, guys, get ready to laugh. I cannot tie my shoes with one loop. Got to use the rabbit ear method and use two. Great show.
Are the shoes tied at the end? Then good. You're fine. Do it however you want, right?
Yeah.
As long as they're tied.
Right. I mean,
but he that's can't not even grill. More embarrassing.
He can't grill.
Right.
Somebody says they can't roll their R's. I can't either.
I was about to say, that ranks right up there with putting on pants, Rieger. It's just certain things you should be able to do.
Let's go to Brady. You're on the ticket. Hello, Brady.
How we doing, fellas? No long lead up to it. I'm 27 and can't ride a bike.
How?
Okay. Stop the presses. Brady, take us to six.
Yes.
How did you... What did you do as a kid?
Scooters, actually. We had Razor scooters. My mom honestly tested up to my dad, and my dad wasn't around too long, not to make a whole story out of it. But, yeah, just never learned, you know, got to the point where I was like a teenager, and at that point, you know, who's teaching you?
Okay, yeah, but I mean.
Wait a second.
No, hold on. Because his generation, you said you're 27?
Yeah.
So, yeah, bikes. You could have skateboards. You could have. Razors.
I'm only 3 years older and I can ride a bike just
fine. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but Brady.
Hey, Brady, did you hear that judgment right there? That's Kenny.
I heard that. That sounded like judgment.
I'm sorry, Brady.
That was hurtful.
If you want to throw a fly ball and let it bounce off my forehead, I won't be able to catch it. So.
I can throw a baseball. That's no problem.
No, but Kenny has no depth perception. But Brady, quick question. You ever think about trying to learn to ride a bike? Like you're 37, you said, correct?
27. And actually, you just mentioned depth perception. That's actually a problem for me too. I'm blind in my right eye, so that makes it a little tougher. But I mean, my younger brother, I'm not going to say his name to, you know, throw him to the wolves or anything. He's got two eyes. He's 25. He can't ride a bike either.
The whole family can't ride a bike. My goodness, Brady. I don't want to make you feel bad because I've been feeling bad for the last 40 minutes. However, my daughter learned to ride a bike in 20 minutes, and she's 8. Now we do bike rides every night. It's doable, Brady.
Brady.
Got a talented daughter.
Hey, Brady, can you work a grill?
What's up?
Can you work a grill?
Yeah, I don't do it often, but I could. It's no problem.
Then you know what? Tell Jeff to shut the hell up.
No. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
My daughter learned in 20 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys been crucifying me for 40 minutes. I'm not allowed to get one
the
jab
man
in
can't
there?
See out of one eye, and you're sitting up here bad-mouthing Brady.
It's traumatic, right, Brady? It's because it was traumatic.
Fellas, we can all be friends here. We're all human, right?
Right. Except maybe Rieger.
Thank you, Brady. It's unbelievable. You guys rip on me constantly, but the second, and I thought it was a good zinger the second I get yelled at.
You went full Jim Costa. Smart. Well, you know, my daughter learned when she was 3 in 20 minutes. No shame, though, but yeah. But you're 48 and can't cook hot dogs on the grill.
We got a blitz coming up, but I do want to ask the question. I might put this out on social media. Just for my own purposes, what is more embarrassing, not being able to grill or not being able to ride a bike at 27? And by the way, it's in the family. His 25-year-old brother can't ride a bike either.
I mean, man, you didn't hear the sadness in that story? Dad wasn't around.
No right eye.
Right. Come on. What's your excuse?
I can't believe Jeff is ripping that guy.
Right.
What is he doing?
He's just putting everything like, look, man, I ain't trying to be, you know, my dad wasn't around. I can't see out of my right eye. You know, my daughter can do this. You know, there's a reason. Him and his brother never learned.
That is pathetic, Jeff.
This guy is unbelievable. He finds a way to be sensitive for every other human being except for me. I've known you for 20 years.
Tell me the reason why you cannot grill.
I'm not good at it.
Like, he had a... That is legitimate reasons.
My dad never taught me.
Kenny has legitimate reasons. No field of depth perception. You just suck.
I can't smell out of one of my nostrils.
You know what?
97 won the ticket. All right, 97 won the ticket. How about a little football? Time for a blitz.
All right, so let's do this, guys. Preseason starts tonight in the NFL. So here's what I want to do. I want to go through the coaching rankings, the current NFL coach rankings, okay? We are going to take out the first-year coaches. They don't count. So Jared Mayo, out. Brian Callahan, out. Antonio Pierce, technically his first year, so we're going to take him out.
He's out.
So who do you think is the worst NFL coach, the very last NFL coach in the NFL?
Not first year.
Not first year.
Let's start with Mike McCarthy.
No, Mike Dallas McCarthy coach. Is not.
They did make the playoffs. I just don't like him very much.
He's on his final year, but he's not in year one.
Everybody, I'm thinking like, no, that's first year guy.
I'll give you the division. NFC South.
I mean, not first year, though. This is very difficult, I feel.
Hold on.
NFC South. They wear black. That's part of their color scheme. All right, I'll give it to you.
Atlanta.
We're doing awful at this.
Dennis Allen.
Oh.
Saints head coach.
Fair enough.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
Now, when they put these rankings together, they put him at 32, which means there are other coaches that are in their first year that they believe
that are
going to be a better coach than him.
I thought first year guys were not eligible.
No, I'm taking them out for this exercise.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
But what happens is they listed him at 32, which means there are first year coaches like Jared Mayo and Brian Callahan that they believe.
So, like Dave Canales, they think is a better head coach.
So, with the question I have for you, so is Dennis Allen going to be the first coach fired?
Kind of seems that way. It does. Huh. But David, I think that's a loaded question because there's so many good coaches that are sitting out there not coaching right now.
Yes, you're exactly right.
That a lot of teams,
Belichick,
a lot of teams are going to cut ties early. I think by week four, you may see your first firing to jump in and bring in. I think Belichick is going to take some courting, but I think Vrabel could be a guy. You know what? How about
to like save a team?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let me ask you this then, because they have at number 29, Robert Saleh, who is still, there are still first year coaches, Antonio Pierce, that is in front of him. Could he be the guy out and Vrabel maybe goes to the Jets to save their season?
I think Robert Saleh has been given a bad deal. Like, he's developed the defense, but he didn't have a quarterback last year or the year before. No, I think he at least gets the season to see what Rodgers can do.
See, I think Robert Saleh is, he's like the Justin Fields of coaches, where he went to a situation and everything around him fell apart and they had to blame somebody. So I could see Saleh getting fired because...
That would make no sense to me. But I hear you.
Because, we took this quarterback. Well, yeah, the quarterback was flaky, and you knew that he was flaky.
Well, I got a guy that could get whacked. What about if the Jags go in the tank, Doug Peterson? Or, and this is a long shot, but if Philly continues the free fall, what about Sirianni? I mean, that could be a situation like you're talking. 4 weeks in, they're 1-3. You go get Bill Belichick.
I don't think so. I don't think so because I think he had hired bad coordinators. I mean, Matt Patricia. That's all I have to say.
Fair enough.
I do think, but Dan Quinn is not that.
Dan Quinn is ranked 20th.
Okay.
He's ranked 20th, and I think they do that because he has experience. So, yes, while this is his first year with the Commanders, he has experience.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. But McCarthy, I think, is going to be the first one gone.
I will give you his ranking. He is number 17th on this list. So right there in the middle of the league. So there's not a lot of confidence there, really, to be honest.
And I think he's first fired.
Maybe, but I mean, is Jerry really going to whack him midseason?
Yes, because you have big name coaches. Now, that's where Jerry's going to be braving up, and he's just going to throw the farm at Belichick and said, okay, come fix
this. Come on. All right.
Yeah, so for show purposes, let me give you where Brian Daboll is, the Giants head coach. He is 21st here on this list. So where do you think Dan Campbell lies?
Dan Campbell's got to be top 10. I'm going to say Campbell has to be 5.
Let me see. Let's go back. Andy Reid is probably 1.
Sean McVay's probably on that list, 2.
Shanahan's probably on that list. I'm going to say Dan Campbell's probably at like 7.
What about LaFleur? Campbell go before LaFleur or after LaFleur? LaFleur's had success, and so was Campbell, obviously.
Number 10, Kevin Stefanski.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 9, Sean McDermott.
Oh.
Number 8, Dan Campbell.
8!
Off by 1.
Wow. So John Harbaugh is ahead of him. Kyle Shanahan is ahead of him.
At 7 is Jim Harbaugh.
Really?
I'm fine with that.
At 6 is Mike Tomlin.
I'm fine with that too.
Oh, those two are right ahead of Dan Campbell. Would you agree? Before I get to the top 5.
No, because Tomlin's untouchable. I mean, he when your organization hires a coach, they do a great job, David.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to be there for 20 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead
and
buy a house.
Finish over 500.
Yeah, buy a house. Your kid will graduate from college before you get fired. Really, if you think about it.
Because that's how Cowher left. Cowher left. His daughter was graduating from North Carolina, and he said, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. Chuck Knoll, same thing. You're going to be there forever. And yeah. So yeah,
Jim Harbaugh or Dan Campbell?
I'm gonna.
No, it's not about who you want. It's about who's better.
No, I think Harbaugh gets it because of what he did.
Yes,
But went I to got, a Super Bowl.
But see, I got to say Dan Campbell right now because the game is different from when Harbaugh coached the game.
I mean, I guess, but I give Jim Harbaugh the almost like Life Achievement Award, right? I mean, the guy has won every freaking place he's been in the NFL, in college, and he's coming off a national title despite the fact that.
But he didn't win a Super
Bowl. Very true.
But I guess, but I think he's getting too much of the benefit of the doubt. Like, this is a new age of football. Dan Campbell has learned the system. I don't know if Harbaugh is going to work. Like a lot of times coaches come back into the game and they realize it's passed them by. I mean, I know it's been a while, but it reminds me like when Joe Gibbs came back and it's like, oh, it's Joe Gibbs. And he failed miserably.
See, but here's the thing. And I love Dan Campbell. We all do. But he's been there 3 years. And the first year was a train wreck. Not his fault.
No. He's been there 3 years, but it's been an upward climb.
I understand.
He's going places.
Harbaugh has had mad success everywhere.
All
no,
right,
I got no issue.
Let me get to the top five.
Right, sorry, go ahead.
Number five, Matt LaFleur.
Okay.
Number four, John Harbaugh.
Ooh,
number three, Kyle Shanahan.
All right. I put Harbaugh over Shanahan.
Number two, Sean McVay. One, Andy Reid.
Two is Sean McVay.
Two?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
That seems rather.
John Harbaugh be there at two versus
Sean McVay. Yeah, would you go John Harbaugh two?
I would, yeah, I guess.
And then Shanahan,
you
three.
Know what it is? Maybe a little recency bias. McVay has a Super Bowl ring. It's been since John got one.
McVay hasn't won a playoff game in 3 years.
I understand, but yeah, I
that's
question, the question I have is Matt LaFleur there at five. Hasn't been to a Super Bowl. Hasn't been to a championship game. I don't believe. So
yeah, he has. Rodgers lost it, right?
Oh, you're right. 2023.
Yeah. Yeah, but there has been a long line of consistency there.
Yeah, I probably would have put the Sirianni in there before I put him in.
Where is Sirianni?
That is a great question. Sirianni is...
He must have took a hit after last year.
Wow, he's 15.
Okay.
Is it? And maybe it's... Yeah, for McVay, I probably would... I'd put Shanahan before McVay. That's just me. So, wow. Andy Reid, yeah,
that was good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I like
it. All right, there you go. People are very angry on the Ticket Text saying, Harbaugh hasn't won bleep. What are you talking about? Shut up, you moron. All right, that was a blitz. 97-1. All right, 97-1 the Ticket. How about a little football? Time for a blitz.
All right, so let's do this, guys. We are preseason starts tonight in the NFL. So here's what I want to do. I want to go through the coaching rankings, the current NFL coach rankings, okay? We are going to take out the first-year coaches. They don't count. So Jared Mayo, out. Brian Callahan, out. Antonio Pierce, technically his first year, so we're going to take him out.
He's out.
So who do you think is the worst NFL coach, the very last NFL coach? The NFL.
Not first year.
Not first year.
Let's start with Mike McCarthy.
No, Mike Dallas McCarthy coach. Is not.
They did make the playoffs. I just don't like him very much.
He's on his final year, but he's not in year one.
Everybody, I'm thinking like, no, that's first year guy.
I'll give you the division. NFC South.
I mean, not first year, though. This is very difficult, I feel.
Hold on. Right.
NFC South. They wear black. That's part of their color scheme. All right, I'll give it to you.
Atlanta.
We're doing awful at this.
Dennis Allen.
Oh.
Saints head coach.
Fair enough.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
Now, when they put these rankings together, they put him at 32, which means there are other coaches that are in their first year that they believe
that are
going to be
him.
A better coach
but
than
I,
him.
I thought first-year guys were not eligible.
No, I'm taking them out for this exercise.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
But what happens is they listed him at 32, which means there are first-year coaches like Jared Mayo and Brian Callahan that they believe –
So, like Dave Canales, they think is a better head
Correct.
Coach.
Correct. So, with the question I have for you, so is Dennis Allen going to be the first coach fired?
Kind of seems that way.
It does, huh? Especially, but see, I David, I think that's a loaded question because there's so many good coaches that are sitting out there not coaching right now.
Yes, you're exactly right. Belichick.
A lot of teams are going to cut ties early. I think by week four, you may see your first firing to jump in and bring in. I think Belichick is going to take some courting, but I think Vrabel could be a guy. You know what? How about
to like save a team?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let me ask you this then, because they have at number 29, Robert Saleh, who is still, there are still first year coaches, Antonio Pierce, yeah, that is in front of him. Could he be the guy out? And Vrabel maybe goes to the Jets to save their season.
I think Robert Saleh has been given a bad deal. Like, he's developed the defense, but he didn't have a quarterback last year or the year before. No, I think he at least gets the season to see what Rodgers can do.
See, I think Robert Saleh he's like the Justin Fields of coaches, where he went to a situation and everything around him fell apart and they had to blame somebody. So I could see Saleh getting fired because...
That would make no sense to me. But I hear you.
Because, we took this quarterback. Well, yeah, the quarterback was flaky, and you knew that he was flaky. Well,
I got a guy that could get whacked. What about if the Jags go in the tank, Peterson? Or, and this is a long shot, but if Philly continues the free fall, what about Sirianni? I mean, that could be a situation like you're talking. 4 weeks in, they're 1-3, you go get Bill Belichick.
I don't think so. I don't think so because I think he had hired bad coordinators. I mean, Matt Patricia, that's all I have to say.
Fair enough.
But Dan Quinn is not that.
Dan Quinn is ranked 20th.
Okay.
He's ranked 20th, and I think they do that because he has experience. So, yes, while this is his first year with the Commanders, he has experience.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that, but McCarthy, I think, is going to be the first one gone.
I will give you his ranking. He is number 17th on this list. So right there in the middle of the league. So there's not a lot of confidence there, really, to be honest.
And I think he's first fired.
Maybe, but, I mean, is Jerry really going to whack him midseason?
Yes, because you have big-name coaches. Now, that's where Jerry's going to be brave enough, and he's just going to throw the farm at Belichick and said, okay, come fix
this. Come on. All right.
Yeah, so for show purposes, let me give you where Brian Daboll is, the Giants head coach. He is 21st here on this list. So where do you think Dan Campbell lies?
Dan Campbell's got to be top 10. I'm going to say Campbell has to be 5.
Let me see. Let's go back. Andy Reid is probably 1.
Sean McVay's probably on that list, 2.
Shanahan's probably on that list. I'm going to say Dan Campbell's probably at like 7.
What about LaFleur? Campbell go before LaFleur or after LaFleur? LaFleur's had success. And so was Campbell, obviously.
Number 10, Kevin Stefanski.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 9, Sean McDermott.
Oh.
Number 8, Dan Campbell.
8!
Off by 1.
Wow. So John Harbaugh is ahead of him. Kyle Shanahan is ahead of him.
At 7 is Jim Harbaugh.
Really?
I'm fine with that.
At 6 is Mike Tomlin.
I'm fine with that too.
Oh, those two are right ahead of Dan Campbell. Would you agree? Before I get to the top 5.
No, because Tomlin's untouchable. I mean, he when your organization hires a coach, they do a great job, David.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to be there for 20 years.
Exactly.
Go ahead
and
buy a house.
Finish over 500.
Yeah, buy a house. Your kid will graduate from college before you get fired. Really, if you think about it.
Because that's how Cowher left. Cowher left. His daughter was graduating from North Carolina. And he said, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. Chuck Knoll, same thing. You're going to be there forever. And
Jim Harbaugh or Dan Campbell?
I'm going to...
Now, it's not about who you want. It's about who's better.
No. I think Harbaugh gets it because of what he did.
Yes.
He went to a Super Bowl.
But see, I got to say Dan Campbell right now because the game is different from when Harbaugh coached the game.
I mean, I guess, but I give Jim Harbaugh the almost like Life Achievement Award, right? I mean, the guy has won every freaking place he's been in the NFL, in college, and he's coming off a national title despite the fact that.
Super Bowl.
Very true.
But I think he's getting too much of the benefit of the doubt. Like this is a new age of football. Dan Campbell has learned the system. I don't know if Harbaugh is going to work. Like a lot of times coaches come back into the game and they realize it's passed them by. I mean, I know it's been a while, but it reminds me like when Joe Gibbs came back and it's like, oh, it's Joe Gibbs. And he failed miserably.
See, but here's the thing, and I love Dan Campbell. We all do. But he's been there 3 years. And the first year was a train wreck. Not his fault.
No. He's been there 3 years, but it's been an upward climb.
I understand.
He's going places.
Harbaugh has had mad success everywhere.
All right.
I got no issue with it.
Let me get to the top five.
Right, sorry, go ahead.
Number five, Matt LaFleur.
Okay.
Number four, John Harbaugh.
Number three,
Kyle Shanahan.
All right. I put Harbaugh over Shanahan.
Number two, Sean McVay. One, Andy Reid.
Two is Sean McVay.
Two?
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems rather.
John Harbaugh be there at two versus
McVay? John Harbaugh two.
I would. Yeah, I guess.
And then Shanahan three.
You know what it is? Maybe a little recency bias. McVay has a Super Bowl ring. It's been a while since John got one.
McVay hasn't won a playoff game in 3 years.
I understand, but yeah.
The question I have is Matt LaFleur there at five. Hasn't been to a Super Bowl, hasn't been to a championship game, I don't believe. So
yeah, he has. Rodgers lost it, right?
Oh, you're right, 2023.
Yeah, but there has been a long line of consistency there.
Yeah, I probably would have put the Sirianni in there before I put him in.
Where is Sirianni?
That is a great question. Sirianni is...
He must have took a hit after last year.
Wow, he's 15.
Okay.
Is it? And maybe it's, yeah, for McVay, I'd put Shanahan before McVay. That's just me. So, wow. Andy Reid, yeah,
that was good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I like
it. All right, there you go. People are very angry on the ticket tech saying, Harbaugh hasn't won bleep. What are you talking about? Shut up, you moron. All right, that was a Blitz. 97.1.